Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. You guys sent in some seriously fascinating excerpts from a memoir, and we're going to try to make sense of them.
It seemed like a very, very honest memoir.
Oh, yeah, no holding
Not
back.
holding back at all. And very colorful language, too.
That's right. So we're talking about a 73-year-old woman who's lived a very unconventional life. And our goal today is to kind of piece together her story using these snippets that you all sent in.
Yeah, it's like a puzzle.
It is like a puzzle, exactly. So one of the first things that really jumped out at me was her experience living as a boy for a period of time.
Yes, very unusual.
Very unusual. And she's very matter-of-fact about it. You know, she
Yeah.
says she did it because it gave her freedom that she felt was denied to girls.
Interesting. She specifically mentions that crying was expected of girls, you
Yeah.
know? Like it was almost the societal permission slip for emotion.
Yeah.
But for boys, tears were off limits.
Yeah.
So even while challenging gender norms by living as a boy, she was very aware of them.
Yeah, it makes you think about the pressures to conform even when you're actively trying to subvert them.
Absolutely.
And speaking of pushing boundaries, her choice of language is pretty bold too.
Oh, yes.
She uses strong language like the F word quite freely.
She does. She really does.
And she even argues that women should have the same linguistic freedom as men.
There's a defiance in her words, you know,
Yeah.
a refusal to be silenced or told how to express herself.
Right. It's like she's reclaiming those words.
Exactly.
Now let's talk about her career path. Magician, escape artist, meteorite dealer. I mean, it's an incredibly diverse range.
It really is.
It is. It speaks to an insatiable curiosity.
Yeah, she even talks about performing escapes from dinner jackets instead of the usual straitjacket.
That's amazing. I've never heard of that.
Me neither.
It's like she's taking the unconventional, even within the unconventional.
Exactly. And then there's the meteorite dealer part.
Right.
She even had one that was thumbprinted and oriented, which seemed to mean it landed in a way that left a unique mark.
Wow. So we're talking high-end meteorites here.
High and indeed.
And this entrepreneurial spirit is a recurring theme throughout these excerpts.
It is. She talks about running a bead shop, a kung fu restaurant, even a hot apple pie stand on Highway 49.
There's a story about a cash cow nut concession wagon that she claims was a guaranteed moneymaker.
It seems like she just dives headfirst into each new venture.
She does. It's not just dabbling, she's actively building and creating.
And this pragmatic approach wasn't limited to business.
Oh.
She applied it to her art classes, too. Instead of teaching purely for the love of art, she strategically partnered with a local store to ensure those classes were profitable.
Resourceful.
Very resourceful. And this independent streak extends to her views on relationships as well. She's very critical of traditional gender roles and societal expectations, especially when it comes to marriage.
How so?
Well, she uses the word slavery to describe the traditional housewife role, and she argues that women are often pressured into believing their happiness is tied to marriage.
Strong statement.
It is. It suggests a deep-seated belief in the need for women to define their own paths to happiness.
And this seems to tie into her skepticism toward traditional
It
romance.
does. She believes that men and women are fundamentally different and perhaps not truly compatible.
She really values female friendships. She believes that they offer a level of support and understanding that's hard to find elsewhere.
And she uses the term ego feeding to describe how women are often expected to constantly bolster a man's self-esteem.
Right, often at the expense of their own needs.
It sounds like she's drawing from personal experiences and observations.
It does. Now, this bold, unconventional spirit seems to be rooted in her family history as well. She shares some fascinating details about her grandparents, Nana Celia and Grandpa Herman.
They sound like quite a pair.
They do. They were affluent during the Depression.
And they had this unusual penchant for collecting art.
Imagine Grandpa Herman bringing back Chagall paintings for Nana Celia from Paris.
Wow, just casually bringing back a Chagall.
Right. It seems like they weren't bound by convention, and they instilled a strong sense of independence in her.
That makes sense.
She also mentions an aunt named Beulah who had special needs.
This must have added another layer of complexity to her family dynamics.
It did. She talks about how Beulah required a lot of attention, and it sometimes left her feeling neglected as a child.
Understandable.
She recounts a specific incident where she and Beulah fought over a doll, and her grandfather ultimately gave the doll to Beulah because, as she puts it, she didn't understand.
A poignant
It
detail.
is. And this is where things take a turn towards the extraordinary.
Oh.
She claims to have had paranormal experiences, including full-blown UFO
We're
sightings.
entering a whole new realm now.
We are. She talks about a near-death experience she had as a child while fixing a television set.
Fishing a TV as a child.
Yeah, a Philco, to be precise.
Wow.
She was trying to help her friend's parents, and she accidentally shocked herself with the high voltage output.
That's a close call.
It is. And apparently, this event seemed to trigger a wave of UFO attention.
Intriguing. And then there's the secret spy school.
Right. What do you make of that?
It's unclear from the excerpts what exactly it was, but she hints at gaining some insights into the world of espionage.
So we have a fascinating blend of pragmatism adventure and a willingness to explore the unknown.
It's quite a
It
combination.
is, and we've only just scratched the
This
surface.
is going to be a very interesting deep dive.
It is so much to unpack here.
It's remarkable how she just navigates this unconventional path with such confidence. Back then, women were often discouraged from pursuing anything outside of the traditional roles.
Right, it makes her story all the more extraordinary.
Absolutely.
But it's not just about defying expectations. There's a deeply philosophical side to her, too.
Well,
She talks about self-knowledge and the importance of understanding one's own spiritual footprint.
What do you think she means by that?
I'm not entirely sure, but it seems like she views life as this grand experiment in self-discovery.
Interesting.
She even describes this method of exploring past and parallel lives as a means of gaining a deeper understanding of herself.
Parallel life surveys, I think she called them.
Yes. Do you have any idea what those are?
It's not entirely clear from the excerpts, but it seems to involve this process of describing images to uncover insights about oneself.
Like a guided meditation or something?
Possibly, but it definitely points to her interest in consciousness and the nature of reality.
And then, of course, you have the UFO
He's
encounter.
right. It's like she's opened all these possibilities that exist beyond our conventional understanding.
Speaking of pushing boundaries, let's circle back to her entrepreneurial spirit.
Okay.
There's a story about how she turned a surplus of apples into a business opportunity.
The hot apple pie stand on Highway 49,
That's the one.
a classic example of her resourcefulness.
But what I find really interesting is that she specifically sought out business ideas that weren't traditionally seen as women's work.
You're right. She's consciously pushing back against those gender stereotypes.
Exactly. And she's not afraid to get her hands dirty.
Nope. Remember, she ran that kung fu restaurant.
Oh, yeah, with that crazy unique menu.
She even mentions wanting to preserve those recipes and possibly open a bistro someday.
This woman never stops.
I'm curious, what's your impression of her personality so far?
Bold, resourceful, and maybe even a little mischievous.
I see that.
There's a playful defiance in her writing,
Agreed.
and she doesn't shy away from expressing her opinions
On any topic,
on any topic.
especially politics and religion.
She describes her grandparents as having the intelligence and compassion of liberals, but the money to vote Republican.
And remember, they refused to vote for either party because they disagreed with both.
True independent thinkers.
It makes you wonder how that influenced her own worldview.
She even mentions that it was hard to support the inconsistencies of any party.
Yeah, it's very much in line with her overall approach to life.
A free spirit,
A rule breaker.
someone who makes her own decisions and doesn't care what others think.
And it seems like she encourages that same spirit of independence in others.
How so?
There's this story about how she taught someone to fast draw a gun.
Wait, what? Gun twirling. Oh, she was all about peace and love.
Well, she does mention a love for weaponry and a stint in the army where she worked as a weapons specialist.
Okay, that is officially the coolest thing I've heard all day.
So she teaches this guy how to twirl a gun, and when he asks where she learned, she deadpans Arizona 1871.
And he believed her.
He did. It's like she had this knack for blurring the lines between fact and fiction.
It's almost as if she's weaving this tapestry of a life story.
Drawing from her experiences, her imagination.
And maybe even a few past lives along the way.
It does make you wonder where the truth ends and the embellishment begins.
To be fair, she does acknowledge that memory can be unreliable.
Oh,
She
it.
says it can be dead wrong, but still feel completely real.
That's a good point.
It's a refreshing dose of humility.
An awareness that her perspective is just one of many.
Especially considering how strongly she voices her opinions.
It also hints at a deeper understanding of the complexities of human experience.
Right. Truth is often subjective and elusive.
It's like she's saying, here's my story, take it or leave it, but don't assume you know everything.
Exactly. There's a subtle challenge in her writing.
An invitation to engage with her ideas, to question your own assumptions.
Okay, let's delve into some more of these anecdotes. What other nuggets have you unearthed?
Where she mentions a rather unusual encounter with the science fiction author Isaac Asimov.
Oh, yes. Apparently, Asimov helped her learn the multiplication tables.
It seems she struggled with math as a child.
Really?
Her mother asked Asimov to tutor her, and he quickly realized that she was confusing multiplication with addition.
That's hilarious.
Once he pointed that out, the problem was solved.
It makes you wonder what other insights she might have gleaned from the literary giants who frequented her home.
Her father was a science fiction magazine editor, right?
He was. Imagine the conversations around that dinner table.
It's no wonder she developed such a fascination for the unusual and the unexplained.
She was surrounded by it.
She even talks about reading up to 3 science fiction novels a night.
Wow.
It's as if her mind was constantly being fed with these fantastical ideas.
No surprise that she developed such a strong sense of imagination.
And a willingness to challenge the boundaries of what's possible.
Speaking of adventure, she also mentions this daring escapade in Berlin during the Cold War.
Ah, yes. The story about how she almost got shot.
What happened?
It seems she was trying to warn someone in German, but
yeah.
Accidentally used the phrase for don't shit instead of don't shoot.
Oops. Talk about a potentially disastrous language barrier.
It's clear that she was never one to shy away from risk.
Whether it was traveling to a divided city, performing daring escapes, or launching new businesses.
It seems like she thrived on pushing her limits.
This is truly an incredible life story.
Full of twists and turns, humor.
And I imagine some heartbreak as well.
It's also a testament to the power of resilience.
She faced those challenges head on, adapted to changing circumstances, and never let setbacks define her.
Exactly.
Before we dive back into her story, I think it's worth reflecting on what we've learned so far.
Okay.
What are some of the key takeaways that stand out to you?
Well, I think one of the most important lessons is that age is just a number.
She's 73 years old and still full of energy, passion.
A thirst for new experiences.
She's living proof that it's never too late to pursue your dreams.
Or learn new skills.
Or challenge yourself. And she's this powerful advocate for women breaking free from societal expectations.
Absolutely. She challenges traditional gender roles and encourages women to pursue their passions, regardless of what society might dictate.
I'm also struck by her incredible adaptability.
All those different careers.
Magician, meteorite, dealer, art teacher. It's like she has this innate ability to reinvent herself.
That's a valuable trait.
It is, especially in today's ever-changing world.
Her story teaches us to be open to new possibilities, to embrace change, and to never stop learning.
All right, let's pick up where we left off. What other fascinating tales await us?
Well, she recounts a rather unusual encounter with the comedian Lenny Bruce.
Oh, yes. The story about the fuck joke. What was that all about?
It seems she was privy to Bruce's infamous stand-up routines.
And even learned a joke or two from him.
Maybe that exposure to comedians like Lenny Bruce influenced her own comedic style.
She's got a great sense of humor.
A little dark.
A little edgy.
But definitely memorable. Remember how she joked about her friend's sacred cow being their name on a business sign?
It's like she can find humor in even the most unexpected places.
Yeah. What other comedic gems have you stumbled upon?
Well, she mentions this amusing story about a waiter at a Jewish deli who spoke perfect Yiddish.
The one who spoke perfect Yiddish? I don't remember that one.
It turns out the waiter was actually Vietnamese.
What?
And the deli owner had convinced him that he was learning English.
That's brilliant.
It is a classic example of her ability to find humor in everyday situations.
It also hints at a certain fondness for the absurd.
A willingness to embrace the unexpected.
It reminds me of the story about her brief stint as a horror hostess on TV.
Shazilla.
It's amazing how she managed to squeeze in so many different experiences into her life.
It is. It really is.
It's like she's constantly seeking out new adventures.
New challenge.
New ways to push the boundaries.
And she never lets fear hold her back. Remember, she even tried her hand at stand-up comedy.
Wait, seriously, I didn't remember seeing that in the excerpts.
It's just a brief mention, but she talks about performing as a stand-up comedian.
Wow.
And she even offers some advice for aspiring comics.
Oh, what does she say?
She says, as a stand-up, you can't listen to the voice of reason. Your whole job is to complain about injustices and make it funny enough that they don't turn the dial to turn you off.
That's actually pretty insightful.
It speaks to her understanding of the power of humor.
To challenge norms and provoke thought.
It also highlights her courage.
Stand-up comedy is not for the faint of heart.
No, it's not.
It takes a certain level of self-assurance to put yourself out there and risk bombing on stage.
And she clearly has that.
I'm starting to think there's nothing this woman can't do.
I wouldn't be surprised.
She seems to possess this almost limitless well of energy, creativity, and determination.
She does. She really does.
All right. Let's keep digging. I'm eager to see what other surprises we can unearth from her incredible life story.
Well, she delves into a rather poignant story about her childhood relationship with her Aunt Beulah,
The one who had special needs. Didn't we already talk about that?
We touched upon it briefly earlier, but now she goes into more detail about the complexities of their relationship.
Okay.
It seems Beulah required a lot of attention and care, which sometimes left our subject feeling neglected.
That's understandable. It must have been difficult for a young child to grasp the nuances of the situation.
She recounts a specific incident where she got into a fight with Beulah over a doll. Her grandfather ended up giving the doll to Beulah because, as she puts it, she didn't understand.
It's heartbreaking, isn't it?
It is. It shows a real tenderness beneath the surface.
A sensitivity that's often masked by her tough exterior.
It also hints at the challenges of navigating family dynamics.
Especially when dealing with special needs.
Exactly.
It makes you wonder how that experience might have shaped her views on compassion and understanding.
I agree. It's a reminder that everyone carries their own invisible burdens.
Their own unique set of challenges.
And that empathy and patience are essential virtues.
Especially within families.
Absolutely. And it seems she learned those lessons well.
She did.
She talks about how, as an adult, she would often find herself caring for others, both in her personal and professional life.
It's like she took that experience of feeling neglected as a child and turned it into a driving force to ensure that others felt seen and supported.
That's a beautiful way to put it. It speaks to her capacity for growth.
And her willingness to transform personal challenges into opportunities for compassion.
Exactly.
I think it also highlights the importance of understanding the context of someone's life.
You can't judge her actions or opinions without considering the experiences that shaped her worldview.
Exactly. It's a reminder to approach every story with a sense of curiosity and openness.
Seeking to understand rather than to judge.
This deep dive is already proving to be one for the books.
It is.
I can't wait to uncover more of her extraordinary tales.
Let's see what other gems we can unearth from this treasure trove of a life story.
You know, it's amazing how she embodies this blend of strength and vulnerability.
She does.
She's obviously faced a lot of adversity, but she always comes through it with the sense of humor, a strong moral compass, and a deep capacity for compassion.
Yeah.
What do you think she considers her greatest accomplishment?
Oh, that's a tough one.
I know, right?
If we could ask her directly, what would she say?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
But I think it might be simply living a life true to herself.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, throughout these excerpts, we see her constantly defying expectations, forging her own path, regardless of what society dictates. It seems like she values authenticity and self-reliance above all else.
She even critiques the idea that success should be measured by external markers like wealth or fame.
Right. She defines success on her own terms.
Exactly. Prioritizing personal fulfillment and the pursuit of knowledge and experience.
She talks about finding fulfillment in work that doesn't have a glass ceiling.
Oh, yeah. And she provides that list of professions where she believes women can thrive without facing discrimination.
Actress, blacksmith, chocolatier.
The list goes on and on.
It's like she's saying, don't let anyone tell you what you can or can't do. Go out there and create your own opportunities.
It is inspiring. It makes you want to reevaluate your own life.
It does.
Am I living up to my full potential?
That's the power of a story like hers.
It is.
It challenges us to examine our own beliefs, confront our limitations, and consider new possibilities.
And maybe even embrace a little bit of that rebellious spirit.
Oh, definitely.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what are the biggest takeaways for you?
Well, I think her story really highlights the power of individuality. Mm-hmm. You know, she teaches us to embrace our unique qualities, challenge societal norms, and never let fear dictate our choices.
She also reminds us that life is a continuous journey of self-discovery. It's about constant learning exploration, pushing our boundaries.
And finding joy in the unexpected.
In the unconventional.
Even the absurd.
She's a true original.
A force of nature.
And a shining example of what it means to live a life without limits.
If she could offer one piece of advice based on her experiences, I think it might be, don't be afraid to be different. Embrace your quirks, your passions, your unique perspective. The world needs more people who dare to break the mold.
That's a perfect note to end on. What a remarkable life story. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive, and we hope you'll continue to explore and be inspired by the unconventional paths that people like her have carved out for themselves.